Our next speech is from Nancy Gerges, biochemistry, molecular biology major from Linwood, Washington.
Glad I didn't have to use a stepping stool for this. Welcome, distinguished guests, faculty, staff, friends of Lewis and Clark, and most importantly, the graduating class of 2012. First, I'd like to thank the families and the parents, the friends coming from all over the world to share this time with us. We couldn't imagine sharing this moment with anyone else. Now, just a little over 4 years ago, I sat in a pool of papers making lists of pros and cons to each school, holding those large acceptance envelopes, beaming with a sense of accomplishment that I had made it this far. I didn't know then that no amount of research, coffee, late nights, or even lists can truly prepare me for a life as a college student. 4 years ago, my fellow graduates and I made a choice, and we chose to come to Lewis and Clark. Now, we all may have chosen this college for different reasons. Some came for the small classroom sizes, the beautiful campus, the one-on-one interactions with professors, the research opportunities. Others came for the city of Portland, the voodoo donuts, maybe to follow a boyfriend or girlfriend, or maybe for the weather. For those of you that came for the weather, you probably should have thought a little harder about that one. Whatever the reason may be, we chose Lewis and Clark. Now, some of you may be asking, was this the right school for me? Was my experience here what I had hoped for? Did I make an impact? And most importantly, did I make the right choice? As I tried to grapple with these questions myself, I had to think back to why I chose Lewis and Clark. For me, I thought the answer was easy. I came for the liberal arts education, for an environment that would teach me how to think critically, help me analyze the world around me, and I won't lie, I was excited about the voodoo donuts as well. I came for an education, but what I gained was so much more than that. Lewis and Clark has changed my understanding of the world. I did more learning outside the classroom than I did listening to a lecture, and through my interactions with third culture kids, I was told of experiences from people living from all over the world. From conversations with hallmates, I learned the importance of different communication styles, and through my work as a resident advisor, I was aware of pain and suffering of those around me. Yet I also witnessed their strength, their compassion, their vulnerability, and saw firsthand their hope for the future. I'm reminded of the resilience of humans through a friend that lost a mother before coming to college. She faces every obstacle she has with great strength and grace. She sees life as a challenge to be mastered rather than a series of stumbling blocks to bring her down. I'm reminded of the kindness of humans through a friend that spent precious time during finals walking around campus with a bucket of candy, providing encouragement and reminding us that we're all in this together. Yet that's not all I learned from those around me. Some of you may know that for the past 3 years, I've worked as a resident advisor. Just a few months ago, it was time for the RA selection for next year, and as a graduating senior, that was the first time I had not submitted an application. One of the RAs on my staff team shared a story of a first-year resident waiting for his acceptance letter. He came in her room, terrified, ready to go check his mailbox, in a panic, running to the mailroom, tripping down the stairs as he fumbled with his mailbox, tearing through the letter and tried to keep his cool when he found out he was hired. For those of you who are concerned, he's okay. Now, his excitement made me think of how many times I take what I already have for granted. Now, how many times do we forget what we have? As someone who was born and raised in a third world country, the difficulties of getting an education are not foreign to me. During times where I thought I had too many papers, midterms, and projects to do, I was always reminded that some don't have the choice to get an education. Others are left wishing they could choose to better themselves. Yet each one of us here made that choice. We chose to come here in the hopes of new experiences, understanding, enlightenment, or enrichment of our lives. Each day, we chose to go to class. Well, at least some of us did. We chose to participate in deep and meaningful classroom discussions. We chose to give a smile or a hug as encouragement to our fellow classmates. And we chose which major, what courses to take, what internships to apply for, what professors to engage in conversation with, and where to go abroad. All these choices have made impacts in our lives in one way or another. Think of the great friends you have made because of that overseas program you went on, or the great mentor you have because of a few simple conversations, or the significant other you have because you were brave enough to ask them out. Let's not forget those that helped you make those decisions. The loved ones sitting in the stands today, the parents and friends who receive those late night calls asking them for advice or their support or just an ear to listen. My mother can attest to the countless late night calls after a long, hard day of me asking if it was not too late to drop out or if I can still live at home if I didn't get that job. Our choices have not only impacted our own lives, but each other's. The ripple effects of each decision may have traveled farther than we actually know. Whether we shared a class, a meal, or just saw each other in passing, whether we complained about how much laundry we had to do or counted the days till graduation, we were all integrated in each other's lives in one way or another, and at one time or another. I can look back to the countless late nights at the library, the morning coffee runs or tea, all the games we went to for the free t-shirts, the programs and event we went to for the free pizza. It has all shaped us in some way or another. It may have even shaped you literally if you really enjoyed those pizza events. Still trying to get rid of that freshman 15. You have impacted me in a way that I had never expected. And I can remember one instance in which a student's comment led to a full-blown classroom debate in which the professor altered the curriculum of the class to incorporate our ideas. Our time spent here has not been wasted, because if we came here looking to make a change, it seems like we already have. As students at Lewis and Clark, we are often asked by our loved ones and friends, so you're getting a Bachelor of Arts in blank, what are you planning to do with that? Well, the better question is not what we're going to do with our degree. It's what we're not going to do with our education. The answer is simple. Pretty much anything, from using our economics class to learn how to balance our checkbook, using our abnormal psychology class to diagnose our future boss, to using our rhetoric media studies class to give a public speech, or our environmental class to save the planet from global warming, because really, who else will? Commencement is just the beginning, and we are just beginning our story. While I know this may be hard for our faculty to hear, 10 years from now, we may not remember how to take the derivative of the square root of 53x minus the 1/4 cosine squared, or recite the 10 most historic foreign policies, or remember the first study done on yeast, but we will remember the stories we have shared, the tears and the laughs, the friends, the mentors, and the impact we've made here. Long after this ceremony is over, when we get through the excitement and the celebration, the things we will still remember are those stories. The stories of a single act, a single comment, or a single interaction that will remain with you. All because we, the graduating class of 2012, made a choice to come here. Each one of us has a story. And if I learn anything from being here is that we should share our stories because we never know who is listening and how deep our impact will travel. Congratulations to the class of 2012, and thank you.